Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi, let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
And we're back with part two of talking about phasing out of a job and working your way into the everyday Saturday lifestyle. Great question all the way from Poland, from Tomas. We're picking up on the previous podcast where the question came in via email. You can submit yours to sam@everydaysaturday.com or hit me up on Twitter. I'll answer the question and give you some recognition on the show. It's all good in the hood. So let's get back to it. We were talking about gradually phasing out of your job, cutting down maybe from a five-day work week to 2 or 3 days. Now, what if you can't, though? What if your boss is never going to allow you? Well, you don't have to. First of all, you don't have to go in and have that conversation saying, hey, if you don't have a boss where you're close with or maybe you don't have that type of clout with the company, then keep that to yourself, but find different angles. Let me give an example, okay? How many weeks vacation do you get? Okay, let's say you get 2 weeks vacation a year. Do you use a week at the holidays? Do you use a week in the summertime? Can you break that up? Do you get sick days, floating holidays, all of this stuff? Maybe when it's all said and done, you get 21 days a year. Well, why don't you take a couple hours here, a couple hours there, stay at home, work late, come in early, use a couple hours vacation, sick days, or things like that, not to go get a cup of coffee. If you're just going to waste the time, then just go to work, okay? But if you're going to start investigating how to build your dream, like when I was starting my speaking career, I would go speak on my lunch hour, whether it was at the public library, whether it was at a local country club, things like that. If I could not speak at a very inconspicuous time where people wouldn't notice me gone, then I would take a late lunch, an early lunch. I would not take a lunch and then leave early at 3 o'clock so I could go and hit my speaking gig at 5 or things like that. You got to be creative. Now, not all of you are going to be speakers. I get that part. But there's a lot of time in your day where you can go away and nobody's going to notice that you're not there. Okay? You can flex your schedule. You can take a sick day. If you really want to maybe you want to go to a live event to learn more of what it is your industry is doing or what it is that you want to do. Or maybe there's a webinar that you want to be on. Set up your computer to record that. Record the webinar. How would you do that? If there's not going to be a replay of a webinar that you really want to be on, well, have somebody at your house buy a screen recording software like ScreenFlow, for example, or Camtasia, and have your spouse, your significant other, a buddy of yours, somebody that's got a computer that is home or is in front of a computer and can record and say, hey, at 11:30 a.m., there's a webinar I need you to record. Go to ScreenFlow, record it, and then I'm going to watch it back tonight. That type of stuff. I mean, there's so many ways to be in 2 or 3 places now versus 10 years ago. You can actually be in 2 places at one time. I mean, heck, you can be in Australia and in the United States at the same time because online you can record one thing while you're doing something else. Be creative. But don't use the excuse that I have a job, therefore I don't have time to go after what it is I want to do. Because, again, what are you really saying? You're saying it's not a priority to me. Just going for my Saturday, being free, and experiencing that lifestyle, it's just not a priority to me. That's what you really got to say. And when you say that back to yourself and when you say it loud, it really cuts to the heart of what it cuts you, doesn't it? It means you're like, well, that's – and then you start justifying, well, that's not true. It is a priority. Well, no, it's not a priority because you're not making it a priority. What Tomas's question is can I start gradually phasing myself out of the job I'm in right now, the company I'm with right now, and rather than ripping the Band-Aid off right away and going for my dream? Absolutely. I think that's a more mature way of doing it. And look, I'm taking a shot at myself. What I did was not that. what I did was just go for it, man. I never looked back. I blew up the bridges. Are you kidding me? I didn't just burn them. I blew them up. And for some of you, you need to do that. I mean, some of you are way too comfortable. You've got a couple hundred grand sitting in your 401k. You've got a good house. It's paid down. You don't have a lot of debt, yet you're still as scared as a kitty in a lightning storm. Okay, you're just afraid to go for your dream, and every day you don't do it. I mean, we're almost halfway through 2015. It's amazing. It's May 20th. It seems like yesterday we were celebrating National Quitters Day, which is January 15th, where 95% of New Year's resolutions die by January 15th. And it's dead by January 15th. You know what dies with a New Year's resolution? Your dream dies. Generations of your family who could have been something different in their life. They have nobody to model but you. And you don't go for your dream. You give up on them. So what are they going to do? What are your kids going to do? Well, dad gives up, so I give up. Mom gives up, so I give up. Now, if you're Tomas and you've got children, for example, they're going to model him. What'd Tomas do with his kids? All right. Well, boy, dad gradually phased himself out. I'll tell you what, he stuck with it. He had a vision, he had a dream, and he didn't give up. Now, he didn't make it happen overnight. Boy, I really admire dad. I really admire mom. You know, she worked 2-3 jobs while she still worked part-time on her dream. The great Jim Rohn, work full-time at your job and work part-time on your dream. So eventually you'll be working full-time on your dream. And that type of stuff stays in my mind. I used to listen to that in the late 90s on a CD player driving to work every day, and it resonated with me because I would work part-time on my dream. Now, look, if you were to tell me, and I'm going to be 100% honest with you, I envision, like I talked about on yesterday's show, being on these big stages. But come on, man. Coaching Tony Robbins coaches tomorrow for a couple of hours, sharing the stage with Robert Kiyosaki next week in L.A. I mean, these are types of things that I still pinch myself. Even though I've been in the business now for 10 years or so, I still pinch myself. And I think that's the lesson of gratitude right there. You know, I think that's where you really feel, holy moly, that is amazing. And if you want to have those amazing experiences, put the wheels in motion. Just put them in motion today. Doesn't happen to happen overnight. Doesn't have to happen overnight, rather. Doesn't have to happen in a week or 2 weeks or even 6 months from now. But it will happen for you. Does it matter? Does it matter if it takes a year for it to happen? I mean, seriously, are we that impatient? Think how crazy it is. We'll work 40 years in a job. We're okay with that. But we won't wait a year for our ship to come in. And by the way, it ain't going to come in. You got to swim your little rear end out there to get it. Okay, so you got to be different, man. Be different than everybody else out there. Most people are perfectly fine going to a job every day. They're fine taking orders because they want that secure paycheck. If you're going to be like Tomas and other people out there, you've got this dream that's festering inside of you and it's burning inside of you, and let it continue to do that. That's fine. That's great, actually. That's the motivation from within that will get you jacked up. And then eventually swim out to your ship. It's waiting there for you. Your ship's been out there forever. I'm just here to tell you. Your ship's always been out there. It's waiting for you to swim on out. It ain't coming to shore. And that's the ones that really want it the most, are the ones that are going to be rewarded the most. That's what entrepreneurship is. The very definition is a risk versus reward proposition. Lots of risk. I wouldn't say high risk. I'd just say more risk, but also more reward. But when you think about it, what's riskier than giving your life to a corporation that you really don't want to work for anymore long term? Because pretty soon you're going to be dead. And what do you do? You look back at a life, what? You serve somebody else for 45 years and that's it? You got to watch for that? No, man. That ain't what life's about. Get after it. Make the plan. Work it. Have fun. Enjoy it. Have conversations with your supervisor, with your boss, anybody that will listen. If they don't listen, that's okay. Not everybody's going to understand where you're coming from, but at least you put forth the effort. And then eventually, yes, it's time to go for your dream. Thanks for the question, Tomas. Submit your question, sam@everydaysaturday.com. Leave a 5-star rating for the show on iTunes. Hit me up on Twitter and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.